There's a new show on Netflix called Holidate. And so the concept is it's these two people, they don't know each other, they're both complaining about the fact that, you know, the holidays are coming up and Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and, you know, whatever other parties come up between now and then. And they were saying how, like, they don't have a significant other, and it's really annoying because you go to a party and people are like, they either want to set you up or, I've been through this, like, when you're single, people can't stand single people during the holidays unless you go out with other single people. But then you go to family events and they're like, how come you're still single? Or I think my best friend has a cousin. They all want to set you up with somebody. Everyone has somebody for you. So the concept of Holidate is that I think it's Emma Roberts and then some dude. They say, you know what? We're going to be each other's dates and we'll just lie to the family and be like, hey, this is my new girlfriend. This is my new boyfriend. That way they can be left alone and they can keep going to parties and events and all the things they have to go to, but they've brought with them a significant other, at least a fake significant other. And I was thinking, that's brilliant. That's a brilliant idea. Like, if you agree to go to each other's Thanksgivings and Christmases and parties and all that stuff, and just have somebody on your arm so people can leave you alone already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
what do you think?
But then you got to sit through my family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I mean, there's not enough money that I could pay somebody to sit through a Thanksgiving at my family's house. You couldn't do it. I mean, it's really hard for me to do.
Well, what's worse? You having to sit with your family and have them get on you about being single, or bring somebody with you and letting them deal with, you know, they'll take the bullet for you.
I would rather do it single, because then I have to, when we leave, I have to explain my whole life and everybody's background. It's just going to be a nightmare.
No, that's the point. You don't have to explain any of that stuff. That person is not really your significant other. They're just there as a buffer to pretend. That way the family can, like, you walk out and you go, thank you very much. When's the party at your house Saturday? Great. I'll see you then. Bye.
Mm-hmm. No, nobody should be put through that hell. Nobody should. Right now, in this political climate, I would not bring anybody to my parents' house for Thanksgiving or Christmas, because...
No, it's the perfect time.
No.
Because they're the buffer. That way, yeah, that way you'd be like, oh, my significant other, you can make up a life about them. Be like, oh, you could... The minute someone says, oh, Biden shouldn't have won and Trump this and Trump that, the person that you brought, your holidate, can step in and say, did I ever tell you that my family used to be very good friends with the Rockefellers? Let me tell you about my grandfather. You know, and then they step in with some rock on tour kind of story, you know what I mean? And like, change the subject.
I got an email from my sister this morning who said, Mom really doesn't want to do Thanksgiving this year. What do you think? And like, I said,
it's COVID, I'm not. Bye.
And I said, I think that's brilliant. I think we should all sit around Zoom with Hungry Man dinners and eat Hungry Man dinners and talk to each other on Zoom and then get off. That will be much better.
Perfect. That's why I said COVID's the best thing that happened to you this year.
Yes.
Great excuse to not see your family.
Yeah, because I'm going to get sick by one of my brother's 3-year-old kids that he doesn't even know. I'm going to get sick and die because he's got to bring those kids. No, it's not going to happen.
Not happening.